In a mid-sized city like Birmingham, one without major league sports, you have to look to other fields for celebrity. And in the Magic City, there's perhaps no one that fills that role quite like ABC 3340 meteorologist James Spann. He's a reliable presence on television during severe weather. His social media reach is like that of a commercial brand. And with his catchphrases and trademark suspenders, James Spann is not merely just another local TV weatherman. Cody Owens is a reporter for the weekly newspaper Weld. He spent a month following Spann and writes about it in this week's issue. Cody, thanks for coming by.
Happy to be here.
Well, when we see James Spann, it's usually on television during a tornado outbreak. He's very intense. He's focused. How did that compare to off camera?
Well, I would say that he's usually focused 24/7. All the waking hours of the day, he's basically scrolling through various radars. And of course, during the monotonous stretches of weather, say like a drought, he takes that time to build up relationships with his viewers. And so, as he said, they know where to go when the weather gets bad. He doesn't necessarily do anything that's that different from other TV meteorologists, but he's somehow been able to elevate himself. What I found is he is an excellent communicator, and I think that is something that has served him well, and also the fact that he believes that the formula-based newscast is sort of becoming a thing of the past, and he makes a concerted effort to reach people on various platforms, be it Snapchat or Facebook, Twitter, obviously, even Pinterest. He has a very high digital acumen, and it's definitely served his career well thus far.
Well, give us a sense of his background. How did he get into forecasting the weather?
He started out as a radio DJ, and there's actually a video that's posted on YouTube that shows him as a high schooler, you know, and he's broadcasting with the local station there in Tuscaloosa, and he sort of fell into it by accident. He says it's like Forrest Gump, and that if he had a million tries at this life, it would never play out this way again, because he's never filled out a resume or applied for a job. He's just gone from one radio station to the next, kind of gradually worked his way up, eventually got a job in Montgomery doing the weekend sports, and he had a brief stint there, and basically just bounced around a whole lot and finally fell into the weather desk with no meteorology training. And
right, a good portion of his career he had no formal training.
Yeah, and that was in 1979, and he got certified in 92 from Mississippi State. When he was growing up in Tuscaloosa in the 70s, it was a period that saw a lot of extreme weather come through the region. When he was in high school, there was a tornado that came through the town of Brent, and it's something that kind of changed his life because his hobby was tinkering with ham radios, and him and his buddy got a call from the town that had been hit by a tornado where five people died, and they were among the first people on the scene. And it's something that kind of made him want to get into weather to, you know, help people. So that storm in Brent was kind of a moment that he points to as why he decided to get into weather.
Well, he has taken criticism because he splits with most scientists and does not believe humans are causing climate change. How does he see this issue?
It's not that he doesn't believe humans are causing climate change. It's the question remains in his mind, to what degree? And it's gotten to the point now where he doesn't even like to talk about it because really when I was approaching this piece, that's something that definitely piqued my interest too, because I'd known about a Twitter feud that he had with Bill Nye on the topic. It's become a buzzword, he says, and no matter what his stance on it, he thinks that people are going to be upset with him. So he just, now he refers people to climatologists because he doesn't think that it's his job to inform people about climate change or global warming.
I mean, would it be fair to say he believes that the Earth is in kind of a natural warming phase? He gives much more credence to kind of natural causes than that humans are the driving force.
Sure. And he thinks that, you know, within a couple decades, the Earth will be in a cooling phase. And he often points to satellite data, but that hasn't been around before 1975. So he says it's hard to study long-term patterns that way. And that's his stance, and he's sticking to it.
Well, how do you think James Spann sees the celebrity that's kind of amassed around him as a TV weatherman?
His default setting, I think, is to be a little self-deprecating whenever he is asked about it. So it's a little hard to get a read on it, but he's very grounded, and he's very thoughtful, and he's very gracious with his time, and he gives, you know, kids tours around the studio. He reminds me of like a little league baseball coach, to be honest.
He enjoys it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's very evident.
Cody Owens is a reporter for the weekly newspaper Weld. Cody, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.